She said, Nasser, you cannot read my journal. And now things are a little bit frosty. Let's just say that it may have been the driving force behind the snowstorm that hit the city on Sunday.
Ooh.
That's how chilly it was.
The ultimate cold shoulder.
So who do they call on to settle the dispute? The hitman and Carla and all of you listening this morning. I say it's her journal. It's her private thoughts. He should not read it. He has no reason in which to read it.
And that's very noble of you, but I'm keeping it real this morning. And I say, you know what? We're married. What are you hiding, sweetie? Let me read your journal. Let me read it.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Calls are coming in, 869-1093. Hey, girl, go ahead.
Okay, so I totally get Carla's side, but communication is key, man. So I think that she should tell him that she has a journal, he should respect my privacy, and if he really wants to see it, then that's his fault. And she should go to therapy if she really wants to get all that out.
Wow. Don't you have to pay for that?
I love it.
Is that covered by insurance? How much is that a session?
Yeah, I respect both sides, but I really think that you're right, Hitman. Sorry, Carla.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Yeah, no therapy. That means I got to write a check to somebody, no.
Okay, yeah, sure, whatever.
So she's,
I'm a social worker, so that's what I think.
All right. I see. Okay. Drum and business. I got it.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
Thank you. That's going to be the easiest money. So tell me what you're thinking right now.
Can I just see your journal, please? Oh, so she can see the journal, but I can't.
I didn't say that. See? She didn't say it either. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Well, I think I'm really concerned about a man that wants to know what's in his wife's journal.
Mm.
He's an insecure, girly man that wants to know what's inside of his wife's journal.
Mm.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions. Maybe, look, you guys, we don't know, like, the details. Maybe she's been acting funny and he just has to know.
I don't care if she's acting like she always acts funny. Why does he want to know?
Yeah.
He's got to just move on. If he's a man, he's not going to be, oh, what is she saying about me? Like a middle school girl, man. He needs to give her back her journal and move on.
It is kind of weird that she walks into the room and he's just holding it ever so tightly.
I love the analogy, like a middle school girl.
Well, yeah. What are you saying about me in your journal? I got to know.
He would call up his mom. Mom, she's saying stuff about me. She won't tell me what it is.
Sucking his thumb.
Right.
Okay. He's done. You should be too. He hung up.